Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I always think it's funny because people follow us on Twitter that might not be listeners. We have some celebrities that we've interviewed before that have followed us because of we've interviewed them and they've been nice. And if they're looking through their Twitter today, it's like hot chicks and goats. Every other tweet is either a hot chick or a goat on Tan Line Tuesday.
Are you something hashtagging for everybody? It only goats?
No, that was my buddy. Tommy did that. Yeah, and I'm hashtagging it BPGDOD whatever. Yeah, big push to go to the day usually, and also TNT Todd and Tyler Tan Line Tuesday is all one word too. So check them out both on the Twitter. And Puss has a picture of that Hispanic, the Mexican girl that's running with the big boobs.
Rocino.
Yeah.
Rocio Pino.
Right. Right.
Today is Jelly-Filled Donut Day.
Oh, that's a separate one, huh?
Yeah.
They deserve their own day.
I like jelly donuts. I like cream-filled better, but I enjoy jelly donut. Yeah. Yeah.
Rob Zombie working on a new movie.
What's it about?
The Munsters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Is he going to make it like a funny movie? Because Rob Zombie likes regular cool horror movies, man. He's like, so you going to make the Munsters with actually kill people?
I don't know. He says he's been working. He says he's been trying to get this together for 20 years.
Yeah, he's
so he's obviously got some sort of Munster idea.
Right. I like the. I hope it's like the Munsters as that family, except they're not good. I mean, they're like kill people.
That'd be a fun twist.
It would be a great twist.
Like beyond Tim Burton. Like they're violent.
But nobody's done the Munsters. They redid the TV show for a little bit.
Yeah.
And nobody watched that. But nobody's done the movie version of the show. You might just keep it as the Munsters, but those things kind of bore me when they just make them just a comedy. Yeah.
I'm just hoping Rob will make time to call in and be totally disinterested in what he's talking about.
Oh, I ain't doing that again, Puss. I forgot about that interview. That was like one of the worst.
Just say no to the interview.
Right. Yeah.
Who'd I get pissed off at the other day? Oh, because Mario Lopez sucked on the radio.
Remember that? Wasn't he like picking up dry cleaning?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's driving around and a limo dropped them off and he's running into it. Yeah, I'm doing this show. I'm really cool and you're not.
We were number five on his list of six things that he was multitasking.
At least he had an excuse. Rob Zombie, that was all he was doing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And
it had been rescheduled like twice.
He was not cool.
No.
And that I forgot about that push. That did kind of piss me off.
Unfortunately, I find myself since then and when he comes on or shuffles up Rob Zombie, like, nah, skip.
Yeah.
It's weird because other than that, he seems like a cool guy.
You would think he would have been, you think it would be the exact opposite to get him on the phone, you know.
Well, we talked to him once before that when he was pimping cool one of the Halloween movies, and he was great.
Okay, I forgot about that.
He was really cool.
Okay. Maybe caught him on a bad day.
But he was really not interested in
anything.
Just
say no to the interview if you don't want to do it.
Right.
That's fine. Don't show up and half-ass it.
No. I hate those guys that do that.
Right. It's like, I guess I'll be here twice a week.
Experts are worried that STIs could return with a vengeance during what is being called the hot vax summer.
Well, still better than COVID.
It's not the hot girl right. summer anymore? Yeah.
Hot vax summer.
Well, apparently hot girl was last summer. Now it's the hot vax summer.
Okay.
And researchers found that testing for both chlamydia and gonorrhea hit their lowest point in early April of 2020 when cases of COVID were on the rise. Yeah. Health practitioners were busy with battling the COVID pandemic, and this triggered positivity rates for both gonorrhea and chlamydia to rise significantly, the researchers found.
Right. Once
doctors
again,
are afraid.
That shows you, if you test too much, it's going to get results.
That's right.
And there might be results that you don't like.
Not only that, doctors are afraid that there are plenty of infections that testing is not catching.
So just stop the testing.
They say that with restrictions being lifted, the world could move towards a summer of sex.
Gonorrhea? Oh, you shouldn't have.
According to the BBC, I need gonorrhea. Psychologists are arguing shared trauma could actually lead to more risky sexual behavior. Whether that will lead to spikes in STIs remains to be seen, but they assume it will.
Wear a rubber.
Yeah, wrap that bear up.
Wrap that bear up.
And then go for it.
Go for it. Have sex all summer long.
Yeah. Oh my God. If you know what? If you've been stuck in, if you were stuck during the pandemic with nobody,
right.
I get it.
No, really. I've only got one ball.
That's okay. You still have sex, Craig.
And by stuck.
Well, that one still works.
He meant all alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you were on lockdown or in quarantine without anybody around to help take care of that, I get getting out this summer and going for it.
Right.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Get that finger all up in there.
All that. All this is good advice, by the way.
It's going to be a busy summer.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Suck at Jesus.
Not for anybody in this room, but, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to make up for lost time, or at least try.
Scream like this when you're having sex, too. God,
she might take that personally.
Right. What the time to say pig? She might punch you.
Yeah, there's no calling the hogs. During sex.
Hey, if two hog fans are having sex, you're yelling that.
They already have.
And then
maybe later
right.
on.
Okay.
Yeah, the hogs have already been called at that point.
Yeah.
My wife would be pissed.
Hey, pig. Well, because she's a Husker fan.
I don't think she's ever heard that before. She'd be like, what the hell?
That might be a fetish thing. That might be extra.
Husker fans probably yell, go Big Red while they're knocking it out, Nick.
Oh, you know, it happens.
I mean, one woman doesn't love being called a hog.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Is different than a hog.
Slap my ass and call me Herbie.
That's right.
Especially if her name was Sue.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big Sue. Yeah.
Sue Razorbacks.
Her name's Sue Razorback.
Right, so I was banging Sue Razorback the other night, and
I
started this chant.
I was banging Sue Razorback. Oh, this guy. Sue Razorback. You Arkansas fans are fun.
Picture Craig jumping off the bed and dismounting like a gymnast. And
yeah, big Sue Razorback.
Nailing the landing.
Right.
Yep.
That is one of the more enthusiastic college cheers, because they really get into it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there's some timing involved, too.
Yep.
You know, how long you hold the whoa, and then everybody together. Right. You know, everybody knows.
And it involves some jazz hands.
Right.
And you just wait for the conductor to let his hands down, and then it's time for pig.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm always inclined not to hold the whoa part quite long enough.
If you are bagging a girl named Sue Razorback, you can't yell pig in front of that. Good
Suey.
Point.
Yeah. Not even Suey.
Not even Suey.
Like, that's how you know Craig's finish is coming. It's at the end of the whoa.
Are you done back there?
Here comes the dismount.
Whoa. Man, are you done back there? Just was a horrible visual in my head that I really didn't need.
I know, I shouldn't have said it either.
You did. Yeah.
Man. Are you done back there, Craig?
No, really, I've only got one ball.
Okay.
What's that got to do with anything?
It's going to take a while.
Make it go away.
Yeah, I made it more graphic. I'm sorry.
A guy described as a comedian.
Yeah, Nick. He described himself.
Yeah, he identifies as a comedian.
Yeah, but this guy is described as a comedian.
Okay, well,
there's a difference.
But he may identify as one as well. From Massachusetts, is on a cross-country trip to hit a golf ball in every U.S. state.
Oh, yeah.
I read about this dude.
Jake Adams.
Now, what's he do? He just crosses the line, finds a field, and hits it? He has to do it quickly. He doesn't go to a golf course everywhere, right?
Right.
I don't know what he does. He posted videos from his month-long trip on social media. In April, he was at Yellowstone in Wyoming when he hit a few shots with biodegradable golf balls.
Oh, biodegradable golf balls. Okay.
You got to mention the mission. His mission was to hit a golf ball in 50 states in 30 days.
Right. Oh, I didn't get the 30 days part.
Yeah.
It's just I just have a golf ball in every U.S. state.
Right, but he wanted to do that in 30 days.
Okay. He posted videos from his month-long trip on social media. In April, he was at Yellowstone in Wyoming when he hit a few shots with biodegradable golf balls. Now, comedian Adams is under federal investigation, accused of violating regulations designed to preserve the park.
But they were biodegradable golf balls, right?
Yeah, but he says these balls biodegrade in a matter of days. He thought he was taking all the right precautions, but he says he did not research the magnitude of any foreign substance in our national parks. The fact that it biodegrades doesn't matter because it's different from their natural ecosystem.
Yeah, we played a course in above Vegas called Wolf Creek, me and my dad and Todd years ago. And if you hit the ball off the fairway and went into the desert, you weren't allowed to walk up to get it.
Well, that's because they just didn't want you trampling
the
vegetation.
Yeah, but the sign said don't go up there.
Right, it had nothing to do with the animals might eat it.
No. I'm sure they can buy and gut themselves, I'm sure. Yeah,
there's a lot of places in the desert that say, no, if you hit a ball into the desert, don't mess with the vegetation.
Just hit another one.
No, really, I've only got one ball.
Okay.
And I'm all for hitting another one.
You got to go get it, then.
There you go.
Now the guy's looking at up to 6 months in prison and a $5,000 fine.
You can't put the guy in prison. I mean, there's got to be a slap on the wrist.
No, you got to. He's going to get a good lawyer that'll help him here.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have ill intentions.
No.
Because if he would have hit that golf ball outside of Yellowstone Park, no one, you wouldn't even heard about
this. No, you wouldn't hear about it.
So, yeah, he's
but who knew that that was a thing? Yeah. It's biodegradable, but not the right kind of biodegradable.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I thought I'd be smart enough. I wouldn't have even thought about the biodegradable ball. I would just hit a ball.
Exactly.
Yeah. Frickin' golf ball.
Well, if it dissolves in days, I'm surprised it's solid enough that you can even hit it.
I know. That's true.
Seemed like it'd be paper.
Right.
They don't want one of those. Wasn't there an incident on Seinfeld?
That was a ball fell into a blowhole in a whale. Yeah,
That was one of those best episodes. Kramer
hit a golf ball.
Kramer's hitting balls on the beach.
Right, and one of them got in a whale's blowhole.
Yeah.
And George was pretending to be a marine biologist.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's right.
Pulled it out.
Hilarity ensued.
Yeah.
That's good pub for this guy.
It is.
Oh,
otherwise,
it is.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have heard about it.
It totally is.
Right.
Because some lawyer will step up and do it pro bono for him.
And it gives him
just for the pub himself.
You're going to get 10 minutes out of it, too, on stage. And we're going to go, okay, we get it.
Right. Yeah. Well, you hit
the golf ball guy.
Well, yeah. They're
10 years ago, we're doing the same bit.
That's a federal crime. If a national park is involved, he's being charged on a federal
level.
Todd
knows that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
A story that made news last week but is still going on, I looked into it last night apparently, is a story about 15 Asian elephants. Some mature, some still young. They left a nature preserve near China's border with Myanmar and Laos more than a year ago. And they kept walking. They've gone through forests and streams, villages and towns. They've broken into farms and raided crop fields. One young elephant was even reported to have become drunk on some fermented grain used to make liquor. Hundreds of people and some drones are tracking this group of elephants. People have set up barriers to try and keep the elephants from entering populated areas. They've used fruit and vegetables as bait, but the group keeps going. Experts don't specifically know why, but they seem to think that the elephants are in search of resources of some sort. The population of elephants has grown since the government there set up two reserves. One possible factor is may have been elephant overcrowding.
Have you seen the video of that jeep in the safari with the elephant in front of it? They have a camera on it.
Yes.
He's walking back and forth, and it says, hell with this, and starts runs at the jeep and just rails it with his face, with the horns, and just starts jacking it backwards.
Wow.
Right? Yeah. And the camera's great.
I thought it ended better than I was expecting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? He just kind of dented up the front end and then just took off. Right.
Sounds like the elephants are like marching for a cause.
That's what it sounds like.
They're not stopping.
One expert
said
that elephants...
They sound like fun. They're getting drunk.
Right. Well, yeah. One expert said that elephants evolved
road trip
needing particular resources. And very quickly, over a short period of time, 50 to 100 years tops, humans have negatively impacted these environments so that the elephants can no longer survive in them.
No,
and so
now, Craig, humans don't do nothing wrong.
And so now they're seeking out other resources and traveling 300 miles to find them.
300.
Experts also aren't sure why they haven't stopped. Perhaps they haven't found a suitable place to settle down.
Right.
Perhaps they keep finding treats along the way, like the piles of pineapples, bananas, and corn that people are trying to use to lure them away from other people. And at times just put out by villagers to give the elephants something to eat. There's also probably a limit on how far they can go, because if they go any farther north, they're not going to be able to survive very long. The habitat will become increasingly unsuitable. They figure they're eventually just going to need to put the elephants into trucks and move them. And you can't take them back to where they came from because they'll just walk away again.
The funny part about it is since we don't know what animals are thinking, that they know what they're doing. And and we're just studying them, figuring out what's going on. And they have a plan.
Yeah, you're going through all these towns and villages and laying places to waste.
I think Jim lives over there. Let's go find him.
But why?
That's all we're thinking.
Are we there yet?
Why is it that people seem to accept that, okay, we're kind of pushing animals out of their natural habitat? And there doesn't seem to be a big argument about that.
No, there isn't.
That there's man-made animal displacement.
That's right.
But we argue and argue forever about man-made climate change. It's the same thing. It's because of population.
Political.
It's because of industry that animals get pushed out and crap gets spewed in the air. Right. Same deal. Same result.
When you can't ask them where they're going.
No, I'm not going to tell you anyway.
Yeah, unless you're right, <they'd> be, some kind of,
well,
going to
whisperer.
The beach. They just keep they going did, the other direction.
The elephants did refuse comment when asked. Yeah.
You can just follow them with your drones.
That would be nuts just to be, driving down the street and see a whole pack of elephants.
Yeah, just keep going.
Right. Step right over that. Marijuana dispensaries in Washington State can offer a joint for a jab.
Yeah.
Boy, how many vaccines would you get then?
I would think
every other day.
I would think if you already had the shot, you should better go back and get a joint too.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you can. The Washington Liquor and Cannabis Board has approved a promotion where pot stores can offer a free joint to customers who get vaccinated against the COVID at in-store clinics.
Whoa. Oh, you don't get two joints because there's two jabs involved, unless you get the Johnson & Johnson.
Come back for your second joint in 2 weeks.
One complimentary joint per customer.
Okay.
They're in trouble because COVID won't kill them, but then the joint will.
Plus, you're rounding up all your buds that don't smoke to go get shots. Hey, man, get me a joint, man.
Sure. Of course you are.
Of course you are. That's cool.
But I try not to have too many of those.
Yeah.
joints?
Friends who don't smoke. Friends, period. And then friends who don't smoke.
Right.
Yeah, even I would have kept the joint.
Story out of Ocala, Florida. There is video involved and even a mugshot. An Ocala Police Department officer responded to the Mojo Grill because of reports of a topless woman.
Oh, my God. She's hot. Oh, no, the naked girl at the, that's a different video.
Well, you're thinking the one.
No, I think this is the same one you're thinking of.
She's tearing up the bar?
Smashing up the restaurant?
Yeah, but she's completely naked. Yeah. She's not just topless.
Totally naked.
She's got a tight body, man. She's hot.
And like 40s, 50s? She's an older woman, too.
Is she in her fit? Well, she's got a great body, man.
And she parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, hard.
I'm sure you can find her at a mental
facility. This is that video, then?
Near you.
Okay.
So they responded to the Mojo Grill because of reports of a topless 53-year-old Tina Kindred acting out of control. The report stated that the female was topless, banging on tables and windows. She flipped over a few tables and was found driving recklessly in the parking lot before exiting the parking lot. Then there was the call from the Outback Steakhouse on the same road.
That's it.
That's it.
Outback is the video from the inside the, in the building, right?
She's just flinging stuff from the bar
and she's
all over the restaurant.
Completely naked and nice.
Ms. Kindred was in the Outback now, naked and acting crazy while breaking things in the bar.
Right.
The officer saw glass and liquid all over the bar. Ms. Kindred was found naked with bottles in her hands, ready to throw.
Yep.
When she noticed the officer, she drew back her arm with a bottle of liquor in her hands.
Yeah.
Kindred then threw the bottle at the officer. The officer was able to dodge it like a president dodging a shoe. A second bottle was thrown at the officer's head, got his arm a little bit, leaving alcohol residue on him. Aww. Kindred threw another bottle and approached the officer as he was yelling, "Get on the ground, get on the ground." The officer used his taser. Kindred lowered to the floor. Kindred said she chose Mojo Grill because of the owner and felt as if he was not honest.
Well, why Outback?
She admitted she entered the business but claimed she was denied business, so she started turning tables. She admitted she admitted to going inside the Outback with the intent to destroy the bar. That's not why she went in the Mojo, but she did. But she went into the Outback with the intent to destroy the bar.
Her body's pretty nice for a meth addict.
Most of the comments that I saw, you know, from dudes were 53, nice body, and crazy. I'm in.
The medical staff discovered she had a possible fentanyl patch on her pubic area.
Oh, yeah.
But it was later found she didn't have any narcotics in her system except for the THC. Crazy
bitch. 53? Then,
yeah.
Nice body, fentanyl patch on her pubes?
And,
I'm in.
And crazy eyes.
She does have crazy eyes.
Oh, yeah. The mugshot is serious crazy
seen
eyes.
The mugshot,
crazy
really.
Eyes.
Because the video of her naked, she's just jumping up on the top of the bar there, and it's a side view. And
yeah,
all you can tell is her body was perfect.
She looks a little bit older than she does in the bottle flinging incident.
Okay, got it.
Well, that's what keeps her young, is that bottle flinger.
Yeah.
What if you take her out, she starts throwing every year, like, oh, this again?
Yeah. Why you got clothes on, you crazy bitch? I love that. What's a fentanyl on your pubes to feel like, puss?
It's all right, man. It's all right.
Cool. Todd will want to try it now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.